Right now, let's bring in Mike Kazi. We'll take a look at what's going on in the sports world. Good morning there, Mike.
Good morning.
National Hockey League's under full steam, though.
Oh, yeah, man. Yesterday, Tampa Bay and Columbus, five overtimes. That's almost 3 hours of hockey. Not televised hockey, played hockey. Imagine that. I think it was the fourth longest game in the history of the playoffs.
Wow, five overtimes.
Yeah.
Who won?
Tampa Bay, 3-2. Columbus had their chances. It was a good game. Five overtimes.
That's amazing.
Can't mess with that.
Got a bunch of tired skaters at the end of that.
Yeah, they got a couple days off, though. They don't play again until Thursday. The Islanders pick it up today. They play at 3 o'clock this afternoon, game one of their series against Washington. So hockey's in full swing. Like I said last week, hockey, no excuses there. These guys are playing, and they're playing in top form. Not like baseball. Baseball, I spoke to a friend of mine last night. Actually, Mark Friedrich's roommate, and we were just discussing the calamity that they call baseball now. So you don't see anything in baseball. You don't see steals, bunts, hitting behind a runner, sacrifice flies. You know, all you see is errors and comedy baseball. So, and speaking of comedy, Sanchez of the Yankees,
yeah,
he's hitting .093.
Hey, you went up a little bit.
And their answer to the shortstop position, Torres, yeah, which I was heavily against the Yankees, and I spoke out. I said they should never get rid of the shortstop they got. You don't hear about Torres. He's kind of like some missing political figures you don't hear about. You don't hear the media talk about Torres at all, probably because he's hitting a buck and a half.
Yeah.
I mean, the Yankees are playing well. Winning games, I should say. I shouldn't say playing well. I should say winning games. But two players that are supposed to be big pieces of their puzzle are not producing between Sanchez and Torres. So see how that plays out for them.
All right. The big news yesterday was the Big Ten and Pac-12, they didn't cancel their season. They postponed it, saying that they might try spring football.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, come on. Give me a break.
Yeah, and the Easter Bunny's going to flip the coin at halftime.
Just say it's canceled. Now, I know how disappointing this is to college, and this is not just football. This is all their fall sports.
Mm-hmm.
Every fall sport has been canceled.
And somebody needs to explain to me how cross-country is a high-risk sport.
You know, there's so many people afraid of litigation that's what it is. These places
sign a waiver.
I don't know if people will sign those waivers. That's the whole thing. You just don't know. But
then here's the thing: you lose your scholarship. That's all.
It's just that's another thing. There's so much money that's being lost on the table here. And
yep.
The NCAA is going to find themselves in a big, big problem.
Yeah, I don't want to get into that because it's too political.
Yeah,
but
the NCAA.
There's going to be a lot of stuff being said in the near future about college sports and colleges in general.
Yeah, it's a lot of money that comes out of these budgets. I'll tell you that goes into, but you know, just imagine the money that goes from Michigan football, from Notre Dame football, from all these big stadiums.
Any of them.
Penn State, where they fill 100,000 people a game. That money goes to pay for other sports at the schools.
Yep.
It goes to pay for
Stanford already canceled some sports before the football season even got canceled.
And it goes to pay for other academic programs, not just sports.
Yeah, I you know, but then here's the thing. When, you know, you have scholarship students, okay, that's good. But the student body pays to go to school. And when you're talking about the schools we're talking about, the tuition's anywhere from $40,000 to $75,000, $80,000 a student.
Yeah.
Where's the money going?
Yeah.
What's the money trail there? Because if you look at a big school like Michigan, of the student body, what's the percentage of scholar-athletes that are on scholarships?
Mm.
It can't be that high.
No.
Maybe what? Let's go high. Let's say 15%.
Yeah.
So you got 85% of your students paying for room, board, and tuition somewhere, let's just round it at $60,000. That's a lot of money. Mm-hmm. Where's the money going? I don't think you get that much money to, like, pour stuff in test tubes, do you?
You might. We don't know.
I think that colleges are opening up a big can of worms by canceling seasons because I think their books are going to get looked at and there's going to be a lot of things that people aren't going to like to hear. And justifiably so. I mean, if political figures need to open up their books, so do these universities.
It's good. There's a lot of money. There's so much money in that in these sports. There's so much money.
And I wish that these people that run these schools would listen to a guy named Lou Holtz, because I think there's a lot of truth in what he says.
What did he say?
These guys should be playing football. That's what he says. He says they're young athletes. They get the best care in the world because of their athleticism. Nothing bad's going to happen to them. The chances of them getting severely sick are very small. Let them play football. That's what he said, and I agree with him.
All right. Well, we'll see what happens.
It's going to be interesting.
Anything else? What about racing?
Let me tell you something. The racing at Saratoga stinks. It's been terrible. There's hardly a race to bet today. I found one race that I can talk about because the cards are so lopsided to favorites for the last week. It's a bad, bad scene up there. The eighth race today, which won't be affected if any of these storms come through, it's a mile and an eighth on the dirt. I think there's eight horses supposed to line up in here. My play is going to be the three horse, Live Your Beast Life. That's what people should do these days. This horse has been running very well in upper-level claimers. He's been going off at big, big prices. But in this race, I think he shapes up pretty well. He's a 4-1 morning line. He's working decently up there. And that's going to be my play for today, the eighth race, the three horse, Live Your Beast Life.
All right, with that being said, I'm going to move on with our beast life. There's no generator on this morning, Mike. We have power.
Yeah, well, I missed it yesterday because they keep shutting the power off here for little intervals, and that screws up all the clocks. And next thing I knew, I woke up yesterday. I think it was around 9:30. So that's the reason why I missed yesterday. Blame it on the electric company again.
All right, Mike, I'll check with you mañana.
Have a great day. I'll be watching hockey.
All right, take care. Mike Causey with a check on sports this morning here on The Breakfast Club on Robinhood Radio.